Lord, you're the great teacher and instructor.
主啊，你是那最伟大的老师和教师。
And Father, we thank you as well that you have given us your word by the Holy Spirit.
主，我们也同样的感谢您借着圣灵把你的话语赐给我们。
Transferred through those apostles long ago, but written upon our hearts, we thank you for your word.
是借着很久以前使徒的口把它留下来的，现在也印在了我们的心里。
And Lord, we found by experience it's a living word.
我们通过自己的体验，能证明这是活的话语。
It was by the heavens, it was by the word of God that the heavens were made. And Lord, we thank you it's by the word of the Lord that we are born anew into your creation.
借着您的话语，天都是借着您的话语造的。我们感谢您，也借着您的话语使我们成为了一个新造的人。
So Lord, we pray for our brother Larry as he would minister the word to us.
主，我们为 Larry 弟兄感谢您，当他给我们讲道的时候。
May the Spirit of God reveal to him those things exactly, that we need to hear and how he might be able to impart them to us.
那求您按照我们的需要，把那最适合我们需要的话赐给他，也告诉他应该怎么样讲出来给我们听。让我们能明白。
So give us open, obedient hearts, Lord, to be ready to hear and be swift to do your word.
主也给我们敞开的顺服的心来听你的话，也给我们快的的心去做，去按照这话语去行。
And we give you thanks tonight in that worthy name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.
我们奉主佩德的名向您感恩，奉耶稣的名。Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you. I greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那我是奉主耶稣的名向大家问安。
It is an honor and a privilege to be able to share God's word with you at this time.
是我的荣幸啊，也是我的特权，能够今天能够跟大家分享神的话语。
I am very humbled and thankful for this opportunity.
那我真的是觉得自己不配啊，我也很感恩有这样的一个机会。
And my trust and confidence is not in me or in what I can do.
那我的信心呢，不是建立在我自己我能做什么事情上的。
But it is in the living word of the living God and the Spirit of God making the truth real.
我的信心是建立在这活着的话语，活着的主和圣灵身上的，和主身上的。
So I'd like to begin by reading from the first chapter of the book of Galatians.
那一开始呢，我想给大家读一下加拉太书的一章。
Yangling, should I read the entire portion and then you read after me?
Oh yeah, no problem.
Okay, thank you. So I begin with verse 1. Paul, an apostle, not of man, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead. And all the brethren which are with me, unto the churches of Galatia, grace be to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that you have received, let him be accursed.
OK, 我们先读前面九节啊。做使徒的保罗不是由于人，也不是借着人，乃是借着耶稣基督与叫他从死里复活的父神和一切与我同在的众弟兄写信 给加拉太的各教会，愿恩惠平安从父神与我们的主耶稣基督归于你们。基督照我们父神的旨意为我们的罪舍己，要救我们脱离这罪恶的世代，但愿荣耀归于神，直到永永远远，阿们。我希奇你们这么快离开那借着耶稣基督之恩招你们的，去从别的福音，那并不是福音。不过有些人搅扰你们，要把基督的福音更改了。但无论是我们是天上来的使者，若传福音给你们与我们所传给你们的不同，他就应当被咒诅。我们已经说了，现在又说，若有人传福音给你们与你们所领受的不同，他就应当被咒诅。
So the area of Galatia would be a large area like a province, not just one city.
那加拉太这个地方呢，它其实是一个很大的范围，应该是等同一个省，而不只是一个城市。
And Paul had preached in that area, and people came to know Jesus Christ as Savior.
那保罗呢，曾经在这个地方传福音，然后人们呢就认识了耶稣基督，也接受了他做他们的救主。
Now I'm going to keep my place there, but I want to read from somewhere else in Scripture.
那我们现在等一会儿回到这个地方，我们现在读一段别的经文。
Acts 13:38-39.
我们读一下《使徒行传》13:38-39.
Be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins, and by him all that believe are justified from all things from which you could not be justified by the law of Moses.
使徒行传13:38-39，所以弟兄们，你们当晓得，赦罪的道是由这人传给你们的。你们靠摩西的律法，在一切不得称义的事上，信靠这人，就都得称义了。
This portion of scripture might be called a sample sermon.
那这一段呢？保罗讲的这两句话，可以看作是这个福音传福音的他的传福音的一个样板。
And by that I mean this is the type of message that Paul would have preached as he traveled about from place to place.
那我说这句话的意思呢，就是保罗当他在各地旅行传道的时候呢，他讲的信息呢，基本上就是这两句话，跟这两句话差不多的信息。
A critical part of that message was that a person could find forgiveness of sins apart from keeping the law of Moses.
那这个信息里面的最关键的点是什么呢？就是靠着这个人呢，能够得着一切，就是靠着行律法不能得着的那个义。
And while some people might not be familiar with the law of Moses, the principle is the same.
那可能有些人呢是不明白摩西的律法是什么，但是这个原则呢是一样的。
Some people want to try to find forgiveness by doing religious things or trying to be good or doing good deeds. That's the same principle.
有些人呢可能不明白什么是摩西律法，但是呢他们可能会去遵守其他的这个宗教的要求，他们努力想要做一些好事，做一些善行，然后这些的他们这样的做法其实跟守律法是一样的意思，一样的原则。
But as Paul himself had found, a very religious man, forgiveness of sins could not be obtained by keeping the law, even the law of Moses.
但是正是像摩西这样的，他本来是一个非常敬虔的这个宗教人士啊，他呢却发现 靠着守律法呢是不能得到罪的赦免的。
In our next times together, we want to look at some very basic things concerning the book of Galatians.
那下一次课呢，我们要看加拉太书的一些基本的这个点。
So these first Bible studies will give us sort of an overview of the book and its main teachings.
那我们今天这第一次课呢，要看一下这卷书的这个全貌，以及它最基础的一个教导。
So after Paul had left this area, he received very disturbing news that people were beginning to move away from the gospel that he had preached to them.
那当保罗离开加拿大这个地方以后呢，他听到了一个非常让他不安的信息啊，就是加拉太的地区的这些人呢，已经开始离开他所传给他们的那个福音了。
These people attacked Paul's message in two ways, primarily.
那总体上来说呢，这些人呢，主要是从两个方面来攻击保罗所讲的道的。
Number one, they said that Paul was not really one of the true apostles.
那第一点呢，就是他们认为，保罗呢，不是真正的使徒。
And the message he preached was not sufficient to bring salvation.
第二点呢，就是他所传讲的信息啊，不足以带来人的救恩。
But Paul will use the strongest of languages and terms to defend the gospel of the grace of God.
但是保罗在这里，他要用最强烈的语气，最重的词啊，来去捍卫他所传讲的神恩典的福音。
And we will see this as we move along.
那我们往下越往下读呢，越能看清楚这一点。
I want to suggest to you that there are three books in the New Testament that are vital for every believer to understand.
那我要跟大家说啊，这新约里面有三卷书啊，对这个大家明白真理是非常非常重要的。
One is the book of Romans.
其中一个是罗马书。
Two is the book of Galatians.
第二本就是加拉太书。
Three, the book of Hebrews.
第三本就是希伯来书。
The book of Hebrews clearly, perhaps more than any other book in the New Testament, shows the work of Jesus Christ and what it accomplished.
那可能是加拉太书啊，是最清楚的，比其他的书更清楚的讲明了这个基督他的工作以及他所取得的成就到底是什么。
And Romans and Galatians clearly present the gospel, the good news of God's salvation. So with both of those, we have the person and work of Jesus Christ clearly brought out.
然后罗马书呢和加拉太书呢，它更多的强调的是这个福音，是这个好消息。这三本书一共加起来呢，就清楚的向大家展现了耶稣这个人以及他所做的救赎的工作。
Now here's something interesting about all three of those books. They all quote from one of the Old Testament prophets.
那这三本书呢，有一个共同的有趣的特点呢，就是他们都引用了旧约了一个先知书的这个经文。
The quote comes from the book of Habakkuk, chapter 2 and verse 4, and says, "The just shall live by his faith."
他们共同引用的一节经文呢，是旧约的哈巴谷书的2:4，义人必因信而生。
Romans 1:17 says the just shall live by faith.
罗马书的1:17引用了，他说义人必因信而生。
Hebrews 10:38 says the just shall live by faith.
希伯来书的10:38也引用了这节经文。 义人必因信而生。
Galatians 3:11 says the just shall live by faith.
加拉太书的三章十一节也说义人必因信得生。
So all three of those books tell us that salvation is not by keeping the law or the Ten Commandments. Faith in God's word.
所以这三本书啊都告诉我们这个人得救不是靠守律法和守十诫的而是靠相信神的话。
So keeping that in mind, let's look a little bit more into the first chapter of Galatians.
那大家把我刚才讲的这个记在脑子里，我们现在继续看一章的其他的部分。
In verse 1, Paul begins to assert his authority.
那在一章的一节里面呢，保罗就明确地提出了他的权柄。
He says in verse 1, Paul, an apostle, not of man, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead.
他说做使徒的保罗不是由于人也不是借着人乃是借着耶稣基督与叫他从死里复活的父神。
Paul's authority did not come from human beings or from some church authority.
所以使徒保罗的权柄啊不是从人来的也不是从教会给他的。
Paul's authority was heavenly in origin from where its source was.
那他的权柄呢是直接从天上来的这个是他的来源。
The gospel that he preached was from that same source from heaven.
那他所传讲的福音的来源呢也是同样的也是从天上来的。
And later in the chapter, he will talk about his personal experience, that also, involved an interaction between him and heaven alone.
然后接下去的章节里面会讲到他个人的经历，这个经历呢，同样也是他和天上之间的这个相交。
So the source was not human. And no human channel directly from Jesus Christ.
所以他的权柄不是人给的，也不是借着人的这个渠道给他的，而是直接从耶稣基督来的。
Why is that important?
为什么这个很重要呢？
Because Paul has conveyed to us by the Spirit of God in the word of God, that same message.
因为保罗呢是在神的灵里在神把神的话传给我们同样的把这个同样的信息传给我们。
So in communicating that to us by the word of God, through the spirit of God, we believe in that same message.
所以我们借着圣灵。
Not of man. Or the source of man.
也就是说我们借着圣灵从保罗那里领受的这个神的话它不是从人来的也不是借着人传的是直接从天上来的。
Now we begin to look at something of why this message is so important.
然后接下来我们来看为什么这个信息呢如此的重要。
Verse 4 says, speaking of Jesus Christ,
第四节说基督说到基督
First, he gave himself for our sins.
首先呢他是为我们的罪舍己。
That means that when he died, the death He died on the cross. He did it to pay the penalty for sin.
这句话的意思就是当他死在十字架上的时候他是为罪付上了代价。
And it really becomes throughout this letter very personal.
然后这封信呢也是很个人化的一封信。
He gave himself for our sins.
也就是说基督为了我们的罪舍了他自己。
We are the ones who have sinned and broken God's law.
是我们，我们才是那个犯了罪，违反了神的律法的人。
We are the ones who are guilty and deserving death.
我们才是那个有罪孽，配得死亡的人。
But Jesus Christ, God's Son, because of God's great love for us, paid that penalty.
但是基督神所爱的儿子，因着他爱我们，他替我们付了这个代价。
He goes on further in verse 4 to say, the purpose was to deliver us from this present evil world.
然后第四节的后半段讲到他这么做的目的是什么呢？是要救我们脱离这罪恶的时代。
When we think of what he is saying, we know that we are not physically right now removed from this world.
那我们读到这句话的时候呢，我们也知道我们这个身体还没有从这个世界上离开。
But as God looks down upon the world, he sees his people and he sees them as being separate from this evil world as it's called.
但是从神的角度，他从天上往下看这个地球的时候呢，他把属他的人呢实际上是分别出来看待了，他属他的人是从这个世界已经分别出来了。
You may not look any different than anyone else. No one else may see it from the outward appearance. But God looks down and knows his people.
那你可能从外表来看呢，没有任何人，跟别人没有任何的差别，别人也看不出你有什么不同。但是神从天上往下看呢，他认识哪些是属他的人。
When the Bible uses the term world, many times it's not talking about the physical universe around us.
当这个圣经用这个世界这个词的时候啊，通常提到世界这个词，不是指这个物质的这个世界，这个宇宙。
It views the world more of a system that is under the control of an enemy of God.
而是用世界这个词呢，是指一个体系，整个一个完整的系统，而这个系统呢，是由神的敌人撒旦所控制的。
And so, the world apart from Jesus Christ goes on its own way, doing its own thing apart from God.
那与基督无关的这个世界呢，是走他自己的路，按照他自己的方式在运行的，跟神没有任何关系。
But as we read in verse 4, we have been delivered from that world.
What?
We have been delivered from the world that is under judgment from God.
那第四节呢，后半段说要救我们脱离这个世代，这个世代呢是在神的审，是处于神的审判之下的。
And I hope you understand that this is where faith comes in, because faith is trusting what God has communicated in his word.
那我要告诉大家，这就是你要相信的，这就是信心的这个功用了。信心就是要相信神说的话。
Part of our difficulty is the world around us is what we see and hear and sense and feel, but you and I, if we have believed in Jesus Christ, are a part of another world.
那我知道这个其实对大家有一点困难，因为我们是能够亲眼看见、亲耳听见、感受到我们这个周围的世界的。但是神告诉我们，我们是不属于这个世界，我们是和这个世界分开的。
And so we have been delivered from all of this that is under the condemnation of God, and one day will be destroyed.
所以呢，我们是被神呢，就是救我们脱离了这个时代。这个时代呢，是在神的审判定罪之下的，有一天审判会来到的。
Verse 5 says, to whom be glory forever and ever.
第五节说，荣耀归于神直到永永远远。
The beauty of the gospel is that it causes no boasting or pride in humanity. All of the glory goes to God.
那福音的美啊，就在于这荣耀全部都归给神，没有任何的人可以得着一点荣耀的。
And now we begin to get to the heart of the letter and the warning.
然后接下去我们就看到这封信的核心了，就是他的这个警告。
And by the way, I need to mention one other thing.
那顺便我还要再提一点别的事情。
It is only the true gospel of Jesus Christ that can deliver us and provide forgiveness of sins.
那就是只有真正的耶稣基督的福音呢，才能够把我们从这罪恶的时代里面救出去，使能使我们的罪得赦免。
And so this is why Paul now warns these people he's writing to the danger of being moved towards what he calls another gospel.
所以这就是为什么保罗要警告，就是读他这封信的这个对象啊，就是让他们小心不要转去顺从一个另外的福音。
And so he says, I am surprised that you are so soon being drawn away towards another gospel.
所以第六节他说，我稀奇你们这么快就去从了别的福音了。
And it's important to see that this was not just being drawn towards a different doctrine or teaching.
这个保罗的意思说，他们不只是被诱惑或者被吸引去顺从了别的教导或者别的教义。
This was not just a matter of choosing either this teaching or this teaching.
所以这件事不是简单的说你是选择这种教导还是那种教导的问题。
You notice that he says you are so soon removed from him.
然后大家要注意，这里提到说，你们这么快就离开了他，他就是基督。
From him that called you into the grace of Christ.
是从他，你们是借着基督的之恩招你们的。
And so the danger was that to embrace this other teaching, this other gospel, was to depart from Christ.
所以这个危险呢，在于如果你们去拥抱了别的福音的话，就等于你弃绝了基督。
And so we find even here in the early days of the church, these serious problems arose.
所以我们从这里能看到，即使在这个教会的非常的早期呢，这种危险就已经出现了。
But in God's wisdom and providence, he allowed that to happen so that we might have teaching to correct those errors.
但是因着神的智慧啊，和他的预知啊，他允许这个情况发生，为的是让我们能够得着这方面的教导，也使我们能够避免犯同样的错误。
And that again is the value of learning the word of God, to be able to detect error.
所以这也是我们学习神的道的一个好处之一啊，就是能够让我们能够发现错误。
No more serious warning is found in all of the Bible than those who would pervert the gospel.
所以没有比这个就是更改福音这里面的这个警告啊更严厉的警告了，在整个圣经里都没有比这个更严厉的了。
generally perversions of the gospel fall into two categories.
总体上来说呢，更改福音啊，基本上是分成两类的。
Either they attempt to add to what Christ has done, or to take away from what Christ has done.
那一个呢，就是在基督所做的工作之上呢，加上点什么；还有一类呢，就是从基督所做的工上呢，减少一些什么。
It's very dangerous to corrupt God's true gospel.
所以要去毁坏神的这个真正的福音啊，是非常的危险的。
And so he will go on to say in verse 7 that it's not really another gospel. It is a perversion of the true gospel of Christ. There's only one gospel.
所以在第七节里面说呢，那并不是福音。不过有些人搅扰你们，要把基督的福音更改了。福音只有一个。
And so he says, if we or even an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached, let him be accursed.
所以在第八节他继续说，无论是我们还是天上来的使者，只要传福音给你们与我们所传给你们的不一样，他就应当被咒诅。
When it comes to the enemy, the Bible defines as Satan. His main field of activity seems to be in the area of religion.
所以说到这个神的敌人呢，就是撒旦呢，他主要的一个活动的领域啊，就是宗教。
I want to read from 2 Corinthians 11:13-15.
我想给大家读一下哥林多后书的11:13-15.
For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works.
那等人是假使徒，行事诡诈，装作基督使徒的模样，这也不足为怪，因为连撒旦也装作光明的天使，所以他的差役若装作仁义的差役，也不算稀奇，他们的结局必然照着他们的行为。
Many people have drawn pictures of what they depict Satan to be.
那很多人呢都照着他们的想象去画这个撒旦是一个什么样子的画像。
And often they are either hideous or they are almost comic.
有的时候呢他把它画成一个很吓人的样子，有的时候呢画得像个就是小丑一样很可笑的样子。
But the Bible says that he is able to transform himself as an angel of light.
但是圣经却告诉我们，撒旦可以装作光明的天使。
And that his ministers are ministers of righteousness.
而且他说他的工作是什么呢？是装作仁义的差役，仁义的，他做仁义的工作。
And I believe what he means by that is that they preach good things. And they say good things.
那我对此的理解呢，就是这个撒旦呢，他讲的道是讲好的事情的，他说的话也是讲说好的话的。
And they look very good from the outside.
他们从外表看呢，都看上去非常的好。
But you see, they are deceivers and do not preach the gospel of the grace of God.
但是他们却是骗子，他们传的不是神恩典的福音。
It's very, very dangerous and very deceitful because it can lead people to hell.
这是非常危险的，也是非常迷惑人的，因为它能够把人带到地狱里去。
If I could make it very simple, the gospel is a message that says the work has been done.
所以我如果简单的说的话，福音就是这样的，福音就是说工作已经做完了。
Most of the religions of the world tell you there's something that you have to do.
但是这世界上绝大部分的宗教呢，都告诉你，你还有一些事情可以做。
Something you have to do to try to make yourself better or to reach God.
你可以做一些事情呢，使你自己变得更好，或者呢，让你能够达到神那里去。
But the true gospel says God comes down and reaches humanity.
但是真正的福音告诉我们，是神从天上来找人的。
And that Jesus Christ does all that is necessary for you to be saved and have forgiveness of sins.
然后为了你得救，为了你的罪得赦免，耶稣基督已经做了一切需要做的事了。
And so he gives this very stern warning that even if an angel were to come with another message and it doesn't match this message, let him be accursed.
所以他在这里非常严厉地说，即使是天上来的使者，就是天使，如果他传的福音跟我们传的不一样的话，也是受咒诅的。
It's so important that he actually repeats it again a second time to say, in verse 9, as we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that you have received, let him be accursed.
这件事如此的重要，以至于保罗要再重复一遍，就在第九节里，他说，我们已经说了，现在又说，若有人传福音给你们，与你们所领受的不同，他就应当被咒诅。
And so as we move down through chapter 1, Paul says, verse 10, Do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men?For if I yet pleased men, I should not be the servant of Christ.
然后我们看这个下面的经文啊，就是第十节。我现在是要得人的心呢，还是要得神的心呢？我岂是讨人的喜欢吗？若仍旧讨人的喜欢，我就不是基督的仆人了。
He says in verse 11, I certify to you, brethren,that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man.
在十一节里面保罗继续说，弟兄们，我告诉你们，我素来所传的福音不是出于人的意思。
That the source of the gospel was not from a human being.
也就是说这个福音的来源啊，不是从人类里面来的。
He says, I received it not of man,Neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ.
十二节，因为我不是从人领受的，也不是人教导我的，乃是从耶稣基督启示来的。
And he now moves from his authority to his own personal experience.
那接下去呢，他就从他这个使徒的权柄这个角度呢，转向他个人的经历了。
We might say it answers the question, what qualifies Paul to be the bearer of this message?
那他个人的经历呢，就是解释了为什么保罗是具备这个资格的，能把这个福音传给我们的。
And so now he will tell us of his own experience with the gospel. And remember, the gospel is not a thing.It is bound in the person of Jesus Christ. You cannot separate the two.
所以接下去他就来讲他个人与福音有关的经历了。所以大家一定要记得，福音不是一件事物，而是呢他和一个人紧紧的联系在一起。这个人就是耶稣基督，是不能分开的。
And so in verse 13, he says, "You have heard of my lifestyle."In time past, in the Jews' religion, how that beyond measure I persecuted the church of God and wasted it.
十三节，你们听见我从前在犹太教中所行的事，怎样极力逼迫残害神的教会。
Most of the books of the New Testament, I should say the majority of them, were written by Paul.
嗯，那新约圣经的绝大部分呢是保罗写的。
Of course, I mean by that he was the human instrument that God used to write these words from the Spirit to us.
嗯，那我的意思呢，就是神是把他作为一个人从人里面选出来的一个器皿，来把神的话传递出来的。
But prior to his conversion, Paul was a strong enemy against Christianity.
嗯，但是在保罗信主以前呢，他可是这个基督这个信仰的一个极其可怕的一个敌人。
He felt his calling in life was to destroy anything that had to do with Jesus Christ.
他觉得他与生俱来的使命啊，就是要毁坏一切跟基督有关的东西。
He was a very religious person when it came to the religion of the Jews.
嗯，那他入了犹太教以后，他是犹太教一个非常敬虔的，就是宗教化的人。
So he felt he was doing God's work to destroy anything that had to do with the name of Jesus Christ.
所以当他在做一切毁坏这个跟基督有关的人或者事的时候呢，他觉得他是在服侍神。
But something remarkable had happened, so that now, rather than trying to destroy the name of Jesus Christ, he became the chief one to preach the name of Jesus Christ.
但是因为发生了一些不寻常的事情以后呢，他现在就不再是那个逼迫毁坏基督的名的人了，而变成了一个最重要的传讲基督的名的人了。
There's a little phrase in verse 13 that says, in time past.
嗯，所以13节里有一个词啊，叫从前。
So you could look at Paul's life on a timeline from time before to now.
嗯，所以我们可以把保罗的人生啊，分成两段，就是之前的人生和现在的人生。
And the dividing point was the time before he trusted Jesus Christ as his Savior and the time after.
嗯，所以这样的区分呢，就是他在信靠耶稣基督之前以及信靠耶稣之后。
This is true of every person who becomes a believer in Jesus Christ.
嗯，其实对于我们每一个信靠耶稣基督的人也是这样划分我们的人生的。
And it's a good question to ask ourselves now. Where are we on that timeline?Have we trusted Jesus Christ? And so we have a past.
所以我们每个人都要问问自己，你现在是处于人生的哪一个阶段呢？如果你已经信靠了耶稣基督的话，你以前的人生就是从前了，过去了。
And so Paul set out on his business as he saw it to destroy the name of Jesus Christ, to wipe it out.
所以现在保罗开始出发去干他的事情了，就是他要极力的毁坏跟耶稣基督有关的一切。
He says in verse 14 that I profited in the Jews' religion above many of my equals in mine own nation, being more exceedingly zealous of the traditions of my fathers.
十四节他说，我又在犹太教中比我本国许多同岁的人更有长进，为我祖宗的遗传更加热心。
Why is it important that he tells us about his religious upbringing?
嗯，那为什么这点非常重要呢？为什么他要把他的这个在宗教上以前的这种突出的表现告诉我们呢？
Because those that attacked his message,They couldn't claim that it was because of ignorance on Paul's part.
嗯，因为那些攻击保罗的人呢，他们不能说保罗是对律法是一无所知的，是无知的。
It wasn't because of ignorance on Paul's part that he didn't include the law as part of the gospel message.
所以保罗不是因为不懂律法，不知道律法，而因此不把律法纳到这个 福音的信息里面去。
He goes on to say in verse 15, when it pleased God who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace to reveal his son in me that I might preach him among the heathen, immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood.
15节，然而那把我从母腹里分别出来又施恩召我的神，既然乐意将他儿子启示在我心里，要我把他传在外邦人中，我就没有与属血气的人商量。
But how amazing it was that God took a man who was at one time the enemy of Christianity and made him the chief defender of Christianity.
所以这件事非常的奇妙，就神把曾经那个福音的基督的这个仆这个敌人呢，转变成一个最大能的捍卫福音的人。
That is the grace of God and the wisdom of God, and what God's power can do.
这就是神的恩典，也是神的智慧，这是靠着神的能力才能做到的。
I will drop down to verse 23 because he'll use this term again.
好，我们
that, yes.
啊，直接跳到23节。
But they had heard only that he which persecuted us in times past now preaches the faith which once he destroyed.
不过听说那从前逼迫我们的现在传扬他原来所残害的真道。
Paul's life was completely changed.
对，保罗的生命啊，是完全改变了。
And the gospel of the grace of God is what did it.
是神恩典的福音使他做到了这一点。
That's why the salvation that is in Jesus Christ is sometimes called conversion.
所以就是为什么有的时候我们把耶稣基督的福音呢叫成就是叫成归信呢叫成归一的意思。
Paul didn't wake up one day and say, I've done with my religion. I want to become a Christian.
保罗不是有一天自己醒来就说，哦，我已经不再想信我的宗教了，我要现在成为一个基督徒了。
But on the Damascus Road, he met the living, risen Jesus Christ.
而是因为他在去大马士革的路上遇见了那位活的、复活的救主了。
Now I'd like to speak personally. I am not on the level with the Apostle Paul.
那我讲讲我个人的事，我个人跟保罗是不在一个层面上的，跟他差太远。
But I would like to share my own personal experience and give God the glory.
但是呢，我还是想跟大家分享一下我个人的经历，要把这个荣耀归给神。
45 years ago, I met Jesus Christ.
在45年前呢，我遇到了耶稣基督。
And he saved me and completely changed my life.
他救了我，也完全的改变了我的生命。
I didn't wake up one morning and say, I want to stop doing the things I'm doing and become a Christian.
我也不是某一天醒来，早上醒来以后说，哦，我不想再做我现在正在做的事情了，我想成为一个基督徒。
But God brought people into my life who told me the good news about Jesus Christ.
而是神把他的人带到我的生命当中，把耶稣基督的救恩福音讲给我听。
So those of you who see me now and are able to see me, which may or may not be all of you.
那今天大家看到我这个人呢？
I'm not sure what you see when you look at me, but you would know very little about my past from looking at me now.
我不知道大家看见我的时候会说些什么，但是我相信你现在看见我，其实你一点都不知道我以前是什么样子。
You would not know that for years I was involved in illegal drugs and alcohol.
你可能一点都不知道我曾经多年呢都是在跟毒品和这个酒精打交道的。
You would not know that I lived the life of a criminal for many years.
你不会知道我曾多年都是作为一个罪犯在生活的。
You would not know that I served multiple sentences in prison.
你不知道我是身负了多种罪名啊，在监狱里服刑的人。
And this was for the many crimes that I had committed.
那是因为我的确犯下了很多的罪行。
From time to time, I tried different programs and different techniques.
那我曾经试过很多的课程啊，很多的这个技巧。
But nothing could produce the power to break the sin that held me in its grip.
但是没有一个呢，能够真的使这个捆绑我的这个罪啊的这个锁链能够断开。
And then Jesus Christ saved me. I met him and he saved me.
然后我就遇到了耶稣基督，他救了我。
I didn't see him physically or like, you know, some figure appearing before me. I met him through the word of God, by the power of the Spirit of God, through the gospel of Jesus Christ.
当然我不是说我真的见到了他这个人或者见到了一个什么形象，而是借着圣灵，借着神的话，他救了我，他把救恩给了我。
The Bible says that if any person is in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things are passed away and all things become new.
圣经里说，凡在基督里的人啊，旧事已过，一切都是新的了。
And so I too have a time past.
那我也是一样的，我也是有一个过去的人生。
And God provided the power for me to be able to live for him.
然后神供应给我一种能力，让我能够为他而活。
I'm sharing that with you because what happened to Paul and what happened to me can take place in your life as well.
那我之所以分享我个人的经历给你听呢，是因为发生在我身上的事和发生在保罗身上的事呢，也同样可以发生在你的身上。
Doesn't mean you have to do all the bad things that I ever did.
当然不是说你非得去做我曾经做过的那些坏事。
The Bible says we've all sinned, we've missed the mark, which is God's perfection.
圣经告诉我们说呢，我们人人都犯了罪。亏去了神的荣耀，就是我们没有达到神的那个完美的标准。
So God sent his son to die on the cross to pay the penalty for people like me and people like you.
所以神呢才派他的爱子为我们死在十字架上，付上了你和我的代价，为你和我付上代价。
And so how important it is the gospel of Jesus Christ.It's life-changing power.
所以耶稣基督的福音是何等的重要呢？因为它是一个改变生命的大能啊。
And so Paul will go on to say in chapter 1 that not only was he converted, but God called him to preach.
然后所以保罗在加拉太书一章里面继续讲，他不仅信主得救了，而且神给他的任务呢是让他去传福音。
And so I read now from verse 17.
我们现在从17节开始读。
Neither went I up to Jerusalem to them which were apostles before me, but I went into Arabia and returned again unto Damascus. Then after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter and abode with him 15 days. But other of the apostles saw I none, except James, the Lord's brother.Now the things which I write unto you before God, I lie not. And afterwards I came into the regions of Syria and Cilicia, and was unknown by face unto the churches of Judea which are in Christ, but they had heard only that he which persecuted us in time past now preaches the faith which once he destroyed, and they glorified God in me.
从17节读到24节，也没有上耶路撒冷去见那些比我先做使徒的， 唯独往阿拉伯去，后又回到大马士革，过了三年才上耶路撒冷去见基法，和他同住了十五天。至于别的使徒，除了主的兄弟雅各，我都没有看见。我写信给你们的不是谎话，这是我在神面前说的。以后我到了叙利亚和基利加境内，那时犹太信基督的各教会都没有见过我的面，不过听说那从前逼迫我们的，现在传扬他原先所残害的真道，他们就为我的缘故归荣耀给神。
And this brings us back to one of the basic questions that Galatians will answer.
对，这个把我们带回这个加拉太人呢，他们会问的一个基础的问题。
If my life can be changed or my sins forgiven by works that I do, why did Jesus Christ have to die?
那如果我的罪得赦免啊，我的生命改变能够靠我自己做的事情就能够达成的话，那为什么耶稣还要死呢？
Why would God send his son into the world to die on the cross if I could do it myself without him?
如果我离了他，我自己就能做成这件事的话，为什么神还要派他的儿子为我死在十字架上呢？
And so Paul says in verse 16 that Christ was revealed in him.
所以保罗在16节里面说，他说将他儿子启示在我心里。
Then in verse 23, he said he was displayed through him.
然后23节又说现在是借着保罗在传扬耶稣。
And in all of this, God was glorified.
然后在这一切的事上呢，是神得着了荣耀。
You see, a system of religion that promotes salvation by good works or law keeping doesn't glorify God.
所以大家可以看见啊，就是一个系统化的这种宗教的话呢，它是告诉你你是可以通过自己的好行为或者守律法能得着救恩的话呢，那神就得不着荣耀了。
It makes human beings look good.
因为它使人看上去更好，看上去很好。
And so, Paul will tell us that his authority did not come from Peter.
所以保罗告诉我们他的这个权柄啊，使徒权柄不是从彼得来的。
Verses 15 through 18 tell us it was independent of Peter.
所以15节到18节呢，告诉我们保罗呢是完全独立于彼得的。
And why is that important? Because Paul will say that his authority came directly from God.
为什么强调这一点很重要呢？这告诉我们保罗的这个权柄啊是直接从神来的。
That's important because we recognize that the church added nothing to Paul.
而且我们看到教会也没有给保罗添加任何的东西。
And so in that sense, we come not to the church for our authority.But we come directly to the word of Paul, the word of God for our authority.
所以我们不是以教会为我们的所信的权威的，我们是从这个借着保罗所传讲的神的话那里，是把神的话当成我们的权威的。
And so to summarize a bit, we see that we have a clearly revealed gospel.
所以我们简单的总结一下，我们现在看到我们有一个非常清楚的关于福音的启示。
And very important, we have an objective source of authority.
所以我们有一个非常客观的这个权柄的来源呢，也是非常重要的。
And by objective source of authority, somewhere where we can go and look and read that God has given us.
所以正是因为这个神的话的这个权威的来源呢是独立的，是客观的，所以我们任何时候都可以回到这里面去寻求真理。
So that while people, Bible teachers and others, God has given to help us, they are not the source of authority.
对，神会给我们一些教师啊，一些其他的工人来帮助我们，但是他们不是那个权威的来源。
source of authority is God's word, the Bible.
只有神的话，圣经才是这个权威的来源。
And believing God's word links us directly to God. The link then is not a man or a human being between us. It links us directly with God.
所以我们在读神的话的时候呢，我们就直接和神连接在一起了。我们不需要有任何的人夹在我们和神当中。
There have always been attacks on the gospel since the very beginning.
从一开始呢，就是圣经就是有这样的话的。
But God warns us, those who could you hear me, Yangling?
Not. Can you
I'm
repeat
sorry.
that? Yeah.
I'm wondering if my internet is unstable. I saw something that said it might be.
Yes. Not very good. The connection is not very good. Yeah.
I apologize.
No problem.
So we must understand, believe, and preach the gospel.
所以我们必须要明白、相信并传讲福音。
And also to defend it by what the word of God says.
也要按照神所说的话来捍卫福音。
Now I do want to apologize to you.
我想跟大家道歉啊。
I know that this meeting is supposed to go till 12 o'clock.
我知道这个会呢应该是到我这里的时间12点结束。
But I'm not sure this evening if I can go to 12 o'clock.
但是我不确定我能够待到12点。
And so, we have a couple of options, and that might be if Eric or Harold have things that they want to add. Or questions they want to raise.
好，我们看看 Eric 和 Harold 有没有什么要补充的。
You're muted, Eric.
Yes, thanks, Larry. No, we're given the opportunity to go, but sometimes we do stop earlier, and that's no problem at all, Larry. If you have some concluding remarks, much appreciated that. I was wondering how you were going to work your testimony into it. I do appreciate that, and everyone else will as well. So just make some concluding remarks. I don't know if Harold might have a couple of things to say, and then I'll ask him to just close in prayer.
Eric 就跟那个Larry 弟兄解释，就是虽然我们这个课呢一般是在是一个半小时结束，但是我有些情况下也是可以提前结束的，所以我们已经非常感谢这个 Larry 弟兄这么晚了能给我们讲课的。我们先看看 Larry 弟兄有没有最后想要总结的，然后再看看 Harold 长老有没有什么补充的。
Harold,
my concluding remarks are very, very simple. I'm going to give you a summary from my head, and I believe from scripture, and it goes like this, that the simple message of the gospel of Jesus Christ is under attack today, as it was under attack in Galatia so long ago.
那 Harold 长老说呢，我要补充的东西很简单啊，是我现在脑子里面想到的，根据这个圣经里的经文里启示我的，就是第一点呢，就是这个耶稣基督这简单的福音的简单的信息啊，在保罗那个时代啊，就被攻击，在今天呢，也依然被攻击。
I'm reminded of a comment made by my boss many years ago when I told him about the message of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那我就想起来很多年前啊，我跟我的老板讲这个耶稣基督的福音的时候。
He was a lawyer with a big education. He thought he knew a great deal.
他是一个律师，也受过很好的教育，他觉得他懂很多东西。
And he said about the message of the gospel, it's not that simple.
然后他跟我说，他说，福音不可能这么简单的。
And to make the gospel any different,And to make it something that you would do is not only wrong, it puts a curse on the person who comes with another gospel.
但是你把福音改变了，告诉不再那么简单，然后告诉别人他们可以做点什么的话，那这个不仅是错误的，而且是你是给这个传这样的福音的人，传这样的福音的人是给自己招来的咒诅。
And so as Larry has told us tonight, and will do no doubt on future evenings, the truth of God is this, the just shall live by faith.
那我相信Larry 弟兄在接下去的几章，包括他今天也讲了未来的几讲，他一定会再多次的强调这句话，就是义人必因信得生。
Don't let anybody, even an angel of God,Tell you otherwise.
所以不要让别人，甚至是从天上来的天使，告诉你一些什么其他的福音。
That's what Galatians says. That's what Larry has told us tonight, and we rejoice and we say, "Hallelujah!" That's true.
这就是加拉太书要告诉我们的，也是今天 Larry 弟兄给我们讲的。我们说哈利路亚，这是真的，这是真理。
So let's have a word of prayer.
Before we do,、
yeah.
just one last thing from me.
Larry 弟兄说，我们祷告之前，我还有最后一句话要说。
I don't know much about Chinese culture, except it seems to me there are many sayings.
我不知道太多关于中国的这个文化，但是我知道有中国有很多的古话。
We have a saying in English that a picture is worth 1,000 words.
那在这个英语里呢，有这样一句谚语，就是一句图画胜过千言万语。
So for those who can see it, I'm going to show you a picture.
要给大家如果能看到我的这个屏幕呢，我要给大家看一幅图画。
It's a picture of me.After I got my haircut.
No, 不是图画，是一张照片，是我剪了头发以后的一张照片。大家能看见吗？这是他的年轻时候的照片。Yeah, it's 1975 to 76. 这是1975到1976年他拍的。
像女的一样。
Now that picture may not be worth 1,000 words, all right?
对，我相信这个照片啊，比我说的千言万语都更有价值。
But I rejoice in the change that Jesus Christ has made in my life.
Amen.
我非常的高兴啊，耶稣基督改变了我的人生。
So we could close in a word of prayer now. And Yangling, sentence by sentence.
Yeah. Yes, please. 我们现在做一个结束的祷告。
Our Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ.
主，我们为耶稣基督感谢你。
We thank you for the truth of the gospel.
我们为福音的真理感谢你。
And we thank you that the gospel is found in a person, and that person is your Son, Jesus Christ.
我们感谢你，这福音是在一个人里面找到的，这人就是你的儿子耶稣基督。
Help us to not only guard the truth, but to preach it.
主啊，求你帮助我们，不仅保卫这真理，也让我们传讲这真理。
We think of Paul who said, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God unto salvation."
我们想到保罗说过，我不以福音为耻，因为这福音是使人得救的大能。
to everyone that believeth.
对所有相信的人而言是使人得救的大能。
We thank you again for this great opportunity and may you bless your word to our hearts.
Amen.
我们感谢你给我们这么好的机会感谢你祝福我们的心。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
奉耶稣基督的名 Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Yanling. Thank you.
Amen.